In front of you is the Emmons Glacier. It covers 4.3 square miles and is the largest glacier by area, not only on Mount Rainier, but also in the contiguous United States. The present terminus of the Emmons Glacier is not where the white snow and ice ends, but rather is where the river becomes visible emerging from the dark rock-covered ice front.
Much of the appearance of the glacier that we see today has been determined by an event that happened in 1963. It was a large rock fall. Rock fell off of Little Tahoma Peak on the left side of the glacier, rolled down onto the surface, completely covered the lower glacier, and came partway down the valley to where we look down into the valley today. But because of that 1963 rock fall that brought so much rock onto the lower portion of the Emmons Glacier, the Emmons Glacier has a lot more rock on it, a lot more rock within it, and so the moraines here are a little bit higher than they might have been otherwise.
Moraines are piles of rock, sand, and silt left behind by glaciers as they carve the landscape. There are several different types of moraines visible from the Emmons overlooks. The terminal moraine forms at the end or terminus of the glacier, where rocks and other materials picked up by the glacier during times of glacier advance are left behind when the glacier ice melts away or retreats. Lateral moraines accumulate similarly along the sides of glaciers. A few hundred years ago, the Emmons Glacier extended much farther down the White River Valley than it does today. As it melted and retreated up valley, it left terminal and lateral moraines that you can see below. The small milky green ponds visible at the bottom of the valley are formed from meltwater, from ice that broke off from the retreating glacier and was left behind in the core of older terminal moraines. The large steep lateral moraines skirting the edges of the White River Valley were actually left by Little Ice Age glaciers 200 to 500 years ago. These modern day moraines will eventually erode away, or perhaps be buried by lava or other volcanic deposits from Mount Rainier, just like the moraine layers left behind by ancestral glaciers. Future volcanic eruptions and lahars will reshape the mountain and its surrounding valleys. For thousands of years, the mountain has been built up and torn down by volcanic forces and sculpted and molded by glaciers. These processes leave a mark, and the evidence is visible on a grand scale throughout Mount Rainier National Park.
This concludes the Sunrise Geology audio tour. Please take your time returning to the trailhead and enjoy your visit to Sunrise. Exhibits in the Sunrise Visitor Center further explore the dramatic geology of Mount Rainier and the Sunrise area.